There's an event this evening taking place in Two Harbors. It's called Beacon of Hope. And on the line with us this morning is Matt Trainer. He's the Northeast Regional Organizer for the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless. Wind chill indexes have not gotten bad here in the studio yet, and yet you'd never be able to tell by the way my mouth is freezing up. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. The purpose of this event this evening is to talk a little bit about the MFIP program. That's MF as in Frank, IP, and it stands for Minnesota Families something something.
Investment program.
Investment program. Can you talk a little bit about the event tonight?
Yeah, so it's a group in Two Harbors. It's a Blandon Foundation. They pick a different rural area every year to do a year-long leaders partnering to end poverty program. And Two Harbors is the area they picked, and they decided to focus on the Minnesota Family Investment Program as one of the things that they wanted to work on, because they know how it can actually, if we make the improvements that we're trying to make, it can help people get out of poverty.
Now, the problem in air quotes with MFIP, this is a program that helps to give people some money so that they can provide for basic things for their families. The problem, and the rate of this has not changed since 1986. The reimbursement rate hasn't changed since 86, but this kind of lies to the core of it. The problem, again, air quotes, with MFIP is that this is the program that most people think about when they talk about people being paid to do nothing. It strikes right at the heart of this resentment that many people feel with the, you know, with a lot of misconceptions, the idea that they're subsidizing people not to be working. So given the huge gap between that resentment that people feel, which is based in large part on not understanding dollar amounts and not understanding circumstances and having a lot of preconceptions and prejudices and misinformation about the program, and the reality of the people and the living situations involved in MFIP, for you as an organizer, what tack do you take? What angle do you take to try to bring lawmakers and the public to a place where they'll change their mind about funding for this program?
All right. That's actually a good segue into kind of what the goal of tonight's event is. So the event tonight, Beacons of Hope, they're going to have a guest speaker from somebody from the Coalition for the Homeless. And what she's going to do is she's going to walk everybody through what it means to be on MFIP and everything you have to do. For people that think people on MFIP are just sitting around, it's entirely not true. So they'll be able to engage in activity today that lets people get some insight into what that means. And then we're going to have a panel where people are going to be talking that used to be on MFIP, and you know they've been able to get off of MFIP, but it was a hard battle, and they're going to share their story about that. But when we're talking to people like that are talking about the dollar signs, one of the biggest things that we say is the money that's going to the people that are on MFIP, the money's going to be staying locally, so it's actually generating about $68 million statewide that will stay in local communities. So the return on investment is actually more than what the program will cost itself with this $100 cash increase that we're trying to get. And then another thing is that we also know that different legislators are worried about the cost of it, but there has been bipartisan support for this for the last couple of years. So there is a desire of even those that would be hesitant for programs like this that they are supporting it as well. And it's about 70,000 families in Minnesota that are on this, so we're not talking about a small population.
Matt, do you find that it's easier these days? I'm thinking about social media. I'm thinking about the way that people have misconceptions and they don't understand the way things work. And I'm thinking about how we can educate people using social media, using websites. It's easier to educate people and to kind of start rooting out some of these ideas than it was before. Now, obviously, we know that fake news, fake information, misinformation can spread just as easily. But do you think we're getting to a place in our society where maybe we just got better tools to educate people about misconceptions and kind of set them straight about some things?
You know, I'd probably take a different viewpoint on that. I feel like social media has actually potentially harmed the chance of us sharing the truth of the narrative, the story of what's going on because of that fake information, because it seems like when people are engaging in conversations on social media, they're more so doing it just to validate their already existing beliefs rather than having an open mind. So I feel like social media can be used to start a conversation, but if we really want to do this to get the truth out, we need to have the conversations with our friends and family, have our conversations with our neighbors, use reputable sources, newspapers, radio shows such as this, to actually be able to get the truth out there. Social media, if people feel like that's their venue, their platform to talk, then yeah, by all means, getting the truth out there as much as possible could work, but I would actually err to the side of just using it as a way to begin the conversation.
Post links whenever you can to reputable news sources and let people hear what's being said. Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Yep. Have a good one.
Matt Traynor this morning. He is with the Minnesota Coalition for the Homeless. The Beacon of Hope event takes place from 5 o'clock or 5:30 to 7:30 at the Moose Lodge in Two Harbors this evening. We'll get some information up on our website so that you can find it if you'd like to attend.